All right, it's Wednesday night. I'm Mr. Cummings, so it must be First Catechism night. Hey, kiddos, I'm glad you could join me tonight. And I do have a friend. Here he comes back. There he is. Having a hard time. Can you find the camera? No, hold on. No, come back here. All right. Oh, you're not in the picture. Well, let me see what I can do about that. Can I fix that? Look at that. Hey, all right, you're in the picture. Yay, okay, very excited. Benjamin Bear, right? Yes, okay, welcome back. So tonight we are talking about our first catechism question, number 29, what is sin? Number 29, what is sin? What is sin? Okay, we've got some big words. You ready? Okay, sin is any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. Got it? Are those big words? Okay. Big words. All right. So what does that mean? Lack of conformity means not doing what you're supposed to do. Does that make sense? Yeah. So in other words, when we're supposed to do good things like loving our brother and sister or being kind to someone or taking care of someone when they're hurt or sad, we don't do that. That's what means what lack of conformity. It means just not doing the good things we should do. Okay, how about transgression? Is that a word you know? No, transgression. Okay, transgression means to break a rule that we have. So if mommy or daddy say, hey, you should not take a cookie. You should not eat that cookie, and you eat the cookie. Is that a transgression? Yep, that means you've not done the thing you're supposed to do, okay? So that helps. Lack of conformity, not doing what we should do, transgressing, breaking the rules that God has given us. And so we have this scripture from Leviticus, which was a book of laws given to the people of God. It says, if a person sins and does something the Lord has commanded not to be done, even if he does not know it, he's still guilty. He's responsible for his sin. Yep, that's true. He is responsible. Yeah. Oh, what's wrong? Oh, have you done things you're not supposed to do? Are you a little worried? Okay, well, there's good news because we all have that problem. You see, we sin because we're sinners. You know, we talked about Adam and Eve, our first parents, and they did something they shouldn't do. Does anybody out there know what it is? That's right. They ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they weren't supposed to do that. God said not to do that, and they did it anyhow. And so, and because they did it, we all fell into sin. That's the phrase we say. We fell into sin. And so when we sin, it's because we are sinners. We do the wrong thing. We do the wrong things because our heart has problems. But because you sin, you need a Savior. I need a Savior. You need a Savior. I need a Savior. Is that true? That's right. We all need a Savior. And Jesus died to save his people from their sins. Do you know what it means that Jesus died to save people? What that makes Jesus? It makes him a Savior. Jesus is your Savior. Because you sin, you need a Savior. Jesus died to save his people from their sins. So therefore, Jesus is your Savior. He's the one that saved you from your sin. That's right. That's right. It's good news, isn't it? Yeah. So we don't have to be scared. And we don't have to be scared, not because there's nothing to be scared of. Yeah. God is very scary for people who don't have a Savior. If they don't know Jesus, it is very scary. But when you know Jesus, you have a Savior. Because Jesus saved his people from their sins. Jesus is your Savior. So you don't have to be scared because Jesus is your Savior. Well, it was great talking to you guys tonight. I want to take just a couple of seconds here and pray. Will you pray with me? Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you that even though we were sinners, you sent Jesus, your Son, to be our Savior. We ask tonight that we would be so thankful for that amazing thing that you've done for us through Jesus, that we would try to live every day for you, not to try to make you love us, but because you loved us first. And we want to show you how much we love you by obeying your word. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Benjamin Bear says goodbye. I say goodbye. If you have any questions, just ask your parents politely to email me using the email address on the screen. And remember that your church loves you, and we're looking forward to seeing you very soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.